views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you. What makes a successful entrepreneur? Host Deborah Rothschild has a wealth of experience and insight delivered with humor and passion. Deborah lives by one adage: she develops human potential. Deborah Rothschild brings the secrets, she brings the experience, she reveals what aspiration, failure, and success have taught her to become. Redirect your perspective and see the new you who knows exactly where to go next and how to get there with The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you now.
Hi, everyone. This is Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm an entrepreneur, have been for the majority of my life. And for those of you that do not know, I'm an executive entrepreneur's coach, 20 years, and have nearly clocked 19,000 paid coaching hours. So this is not my first rodeo. And I worked with a lot of people. I came to the plate looking for a coach many, many years ago. I had sold a catering company, and I had heard about network marketing. Back then we called it multi-level marketing, you know, make lots of money, mailbox money. And so I went on a hunt to find a coach. I had a great upline, but I needed to make bigger money faster. I wanted my learning curve cut, and I did so. And henceforth, I'm glad I recognized that early on. And my coaching practice came to life after I had stepped off the stage. Dr. Gary and Mrs. Young from Young Living Essential Oils, I was part of a marketing team they hired. I was a keynote speaker at their conference, stepped off the stage, and a woman grabbed me and said, "Can I hire you?" And I looked at her and I said, "For what?" So henceforth, my coaching practice has sprung. And I came to the table a pretty smart cookie. I've been very successful. I've been very blessed in my businesses. And, you know, my father was an entrepreneur, and I learned that early on. And hence, you know, we just kind of grew into bigger and better things. And as I was preparing for this show, I was thinking about how entrepreneurs have to be self-starters. You know, unless you inherit a lot of money, you walk into a business that's already producing high volumes and, you know, a great revenue, you have to build, and you have to build every day. So today's show is going to be spun around things you can do, things that you need to do, things you need to think about to create a greater success in your business. And what happens is that, you know, people hire me all the time, and I find out that even though, you know, there is some segment of success in their life, there is a gap. There is a place where that weaker link is blocking and holding back the full throttle force of that chain, that, you know, a chain, you know, helping them, you know, go forward. Because remember, we're only as great as our weakest link. I know that a lot of people are taught, and then I'm going to give you my opinion on this. A lot of people are taught to write 1 year, three year, 5 year, you know, 10 year goals for their business and, you know, for their personal life. And to me, I have a problem with that 10 year mark. So I think anybody that is focused, and that's a key word, on going forward in their business, that's great that you've got a 3 year and a 5 year goal, but let's look at that 1 year goal. And then what really has to be done is that has to be broken down and worked backwards. You know, there's 12 months to a year, and we have to figure out, you know, what are you going to do, you know, this week? And quite frankly, what are you going to do each and every day? And too often, entrepreneurs, and I'm going to include, of course, the direct sales and, you know, network marketing people, you know, the ball is dropped. Now, a lot of people that I've worked with, and currently I work with the top money earners from about 23 different companies. And one of which I've worked with for almost 20 years. I've watched her, you know, dynamically do things that is very uncommon. And she is a baby boomer. In fact, she's 10 years older than I am, and she's still cranking it out. So I've worked with her since my time in when I was at keynote speaker for Young Living way back when. And what I see, the problem is that in network marketing, direct sales, it's hustle, hustle, hustle. But it should be no different than in a chiropractor's office, a veterinarian's office, you know, any type of an office. You know, businesses are built on referrals. Businesses are now built with social media, and there's all kinds of advertising campaigns. So, you know, let's look about, here you are a business owner, and what are you going to do today? Well, I would have to ask you, what did you write down yesterday that you need to accomplish today? And if the answer is zip, then you have to think. You know, what has to be done today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, in order for you to be able to collectively reach that weekly goal? And if you're not writing down daily what needs to be done the following day, then you're going to wake up in the morning, and when your little feet hit the floor, I think you're going to be lost. Now, I didn't come into business on my own being so smart and savvy, I promise you. So I have made so many mistakes in my life, and I think the beauty of my character, you know, and God's grace is that I'm a real quick study and a quick learner. And if something didn't work, then we need to pivot and assess things very quickly and start working in a different area. And so, you know, I started out, I've been in the insurance industry. I was successful there. And then I decided that, you know, working for this big carrier was all fine and dandy. And I remember going in and talking to my pastor, and I said, you know, I love working there, but he said, well, I think you need to finish out your time. I think there's some lessons for you to learn. And then why don't you figure out what your passion is? And I come from a very diverse background, and I fell accidentally into the catering business. I'm a gourmet cook, and that was instant success from day one. It was just a real blessing. But I learned, I think, in that particular arena, how finicky people are, both men and women. And you know, when you are servicing someone, the only thing that is really important is that they're happy with you. And we know many times we have to jump through hoops, swim through swamps, you know, climb a mountaintop to make people happy. Well, I had to learn that kind of the hard way, but I learned it. And so I carried that forward, you know, from that day forward, when I had sold my company and I wanted to make money. I wasn't going to live off any of my savings. And I promise you, I wasn't going to delve into anything that my money's my stuff that I had stepped away from selling my business. So, you know, I had to make it happen. I accidentally tripped across, you know, network marketing. It was a local company in St. Louis. They're still going strong. And I wanted to make it happen. I wanted to make it happen quick. That's when I hired a coach. And even with hiring a coach and having a pristine upline, you know, I kind of thought I knew it all. The truth of the matter is they kind of referred to me as a racehorse. And if any of you, and I'm not a big advocate on horse racing, so I don't want anybody to think, well, she loves that, because they're, you know, they're dropping dead on the track these days. But I am a Kentucky Derby fan. So, you know, racehorses, they're trained to do one thing, and that's run. And they got blinders on, and they're in their starting box, and when that door opens, they just want to do one thing, and that's run. So they always refer to me as a racehorse, and I thought it was a compliment. But, you know, the truth of the matter is I needed to kind of slow down, evaluate what I was doing. I had the focus part down, Pat, but I was missing a lot of other things, you know, public relations being one of them. So company number one turned out to be very successful. And I was taught by an upline. I was taught by a coach, you know, that I had to live my life off of a list from a business standpoint. And all that really made me do was to begin to think what has to be done to bring in all the equations together that I can meet my weekly goal. And, you know, my upline, I mean, God bless him. He brought me a paper calendar one day and he set it down on the dining room table. And I thought, well, that's a okay gift. It had pictures of horses and dogs on it. And I'm a huge animal lover. And he said, I don't think you get it. I said, I guess not. You better explain. He said, I want this to be in front of you at all times. I said, a calendar? He said, exactly. A calendar. Okay, so what am I going to do with a calendar? Get out my legal pad. I'm fond of them. And still today, that's, you know, I write everything down on a legal pad. And so this is where the magic began for me on learning to figure out what I needed to do, what I did do, and how I was going to track myself. But I will continue with that in a moment. You've been listening to The Deborah Show. I'm Deborah Rothschild, and I'll be back with you in a short minute.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with a time of healing radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show. I'm back. And today we're talking about strategies for the entrepreneur. And I was just sharing with everybody that in my first network marketing company, I learned to live with some basic tools that help propel me to think. And this is the whole philosophy and the whole thing. Talking about making lists today, what we need to do tomorrow, and making sure that they're done. If their time is a time, you know, crunch, we roll that over to the next day, and that's at the top of the list. All right. So my upline in my first network marketing company bought me a calendar. And every day He said, I want you to do yourself a favor, do your business a favor. He said, you need to mark down on this calendar, and I want you to have it in front of me, in front of yourself. You know, we only want three numbers on that calendar per day. I said, and what are they? How many people that you reached out to? How many people did you actually sell product to? And number three, how many people did you sponsor that wanted to build a business? And I said, oh, okay, that's simple. He kind of giggled and he said, well, maybe, maybe not. It's maybe not. I said, why is that? He said, don't go to bed with a zero on your calendar day. So I'm not the most visual person. I've got more bionic ears than I have bionic eyes, but I had that in front of me and I would stare at it. And I knew that in a week, you know, we had a local training. He'd be bopping in and he'd say, hey, can I see your calendar? And I loved that because it was an accountability. I was accountable to my coach. And I made sure that I worked towards that because I did not want to have a zero on my day. I learned as an entrepreneur early on that it would be very easy to get into burnout. There's a lot of burned out people. My clients, to me, it's a full-time job as a coach to keep their head in a place where they don't step off that edge. I've done that twice in my life, and it would be my goal as a coach to keep someone from going there, because for me to be able to bring you back, you know, takes a lot of love, a lot of strength, and a lot of encouragement, and a little bit of push. So start today. I don't know if you're the lover of a Lego pad or your computer, your iPad, your Android phone, but you need to note what you're really doing. What kind of action and activity are you doing to produce more volume, generating more money, because that's what you're into a business for. One day I'm a dog lover. I raised Doberman Pinschers, have for many, many years, have three, going to go on my fourth this next weekend. I'm getting a puppy. Pray for me. Pray for my other ones. No, it'll be great. And I had a dog that needed to go, you know, to see the vet. Nothing too big, not too serious. And the next afternoon, it was one of those visits where you take the dog in, dog gets meds, dog comes home. The next afternoon, and this happened early on in my career, I got a phone call from the veterinarian's office. And it went like this. Miss Rothschild, we're just calling you to check in to see how Ebenezer's doing. And I kind of like did an about face, thinking, wow. I said, you know, I'm giving him his meds. He seems that he's a little happier and a little perkier today. And the woman said, great, I'll give you a call in a couple days. We're just doing a great follow-up. Thanks for doing business with us. I sat back in my office chair, put my arms, full of arms in front of me, and thought, wow, good business practice. They really care. So I'm going to talk about follow-up. You know, just recently, I've been looking for a firm to do. I've never done any advertising per se for my coaching practice. And here I have, it's all been word of mouth, except for the bits and times and pieces that I've had syndicated talk shows. And I'm thinking, you know, perhaps maybe I'll hire someone for some search engine optimization, right? So I've kind of, you know, dibbled around looking and for people and talked to a few, connected with two, you know, smart guys. The one that I thought liked the most is the one that has now stood me up three times in meeting with me on the phone. So red flag, not going to happen. Now, even though he had a great phone voice and he appeared to me that he knew what he was talking about, he's off the list. Why? One, his follow-up is very poor. And if he couldn't follow up with me to set a deal, that he's never going to be able to follow through to do the work for me. So I had a radio show by the name of Syndicated Show, the Health and Wealth Show. And that was, you know, many years ago. And I would interview nutritionists, naturopaths, vitamin shops, doctors, people who had gotten results on a product. And when I had gotten into the company, then of course, then I started, you know, weaving into my show, not a real hard pitch, but you know, I'm pretty savvy. I would drop some tidbits, you know, drip on people. And of course we generated a lot of product, made a lot of sales, and generated enough to pay the radio costs, put some money in my pocket, you know, came up a few ranks in the company, and you know, life is good, right? Because I'm enjoying myself. I love talking to people. And my upline said to me, he said, you might as well quit if you're not going to follow up. He said, you've got all these great orders. He said, tell me that you're just not into this just for a quick sale. Because if they don't know you care, and if you don't follow up with them, there's never going to be a reorder. Henceforth, that gate of then perhaps getting to know you is going to be broken. I don't care how much credibility you think you're creating on radio. If you don't service them, you'll never give them the opportunity, because you're going to put out an image that you don't care, and no one's going to join you in the business opportunity. He said, you know, the sooner they get on the product, the sooner you follow up, the sooner you create a relationship, the sooner, then the sooner you're going to have all these other things. And that was just, you know, a big smack in my face. And, you know, simultaneously about the time that this was occurring, the veterinarian called me to check up on the dog. And I remember how good I felt. And she was genuine. Yes, I know she worked for the vet, but they genuinely cared about, you know, their critter patients. And I decided from that day forward that I was going to have the most pristine follow-up, and I was going to put together a system that nobody fell through the cracks. Now, you know, when you are in direct sales and network marketing, it's really great, right, that I learned that and I could master that. So being able to teach that and have people see the same vision as you do is not the easiest piece of pie to cut. So what I'm saying is that I made enough mistakes that when I got out of company number one and I sold my organization, and it was just a great timing thing for me, and I took just a short break, I did some other things, and by the time company number two rolled around, I had mastered the follow-up. In fact, you know, they call me, I have a lot of nicknames, you know, the stealth and the queen of follow-up. So when company number two rolled around, I knew going through the gate, going in, what I had to do. And it paid off, because, you know, 3 years later, I had almost a, you know, close to a 98 percentile retention rate in my first six levels. And I had a huge amount of people. But what we do in business, whether it's network marketing, direct sales, or you're a chiropractor, or you're selling widgets and gadgets, or you're selling, you know, medical equipment for somebody else, it will be your relationship that you create, and it will be your follow-up that is going to keep you nailed in, to keep everything moving. Because the most important thing, no matter what industry you come from, are the relationships that we create, and that you are viewed as honest, upright, trustworthy, and that they can count on you. Without that, my friend, you're just going to keep going and going around the mountain again and again. So we're going to take a quick break. I can't wait to give you some more tips. You're listening to The Deborah Show. I'll be right back with you.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hi, everyone. I am Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show. I am an executive and entrepreneurial coach with 20 years. I just went over the big hump, and I think people can be in business for 20 years, but I think what I am the most blessed and honored about is the fact that I have accrued nearly 19,000 hours of paid coaching time. I work with the best of the best, and I walked into coaching a pretty smart cookie, but after working with so many very successful people, clients, both, Fortune 500 people and entrepreneurs and network marketers, direct salespeople, finding out what they're doing, my skills are honed. It doesn't take me very quickly to figure out why someone doesn't have a huge business. So if you know maybe yourself or someone else that has hit that brick wall, my website is DeborahRothschild.com. I always take 30 minutes and visit with someone to find out if you're a candidate. Sometimes people are and sometimes they're not. You know, last week I got a call from a gal that was interested in coaching, and I was running around with the headset on my head like we normally do. And I just so happened, I had a break in the day and I could visit with her. And I said to her, how long have you been in your company? 4 months. I had to sit down. I said, so after, 4 months, you feel you need to hire a coach? She said, yes. I said, well, I hired a coach, about, 4 months into it. She said, you did? And I said, yeah. But in visiting with her, and that's what I call it because I visit with people. I want to get to know people. I found out that I don't think coaching was for her at that juncture. And I gave her some tips on what she could do, excuse me, and, sent her on her way. Because there are certain things that, direct salespeople and network marketers do. And what is that? You plug into the company system. You're a product of the product. She wasn't even using the product. That was the best part. Didn't particularly like her upline and didn't like this and didn't like that. So gave her some things I thought she could do to work on and told her to give me a call in 6-8 months to reevaluate perhaps where she is. So I felt really good about that. So going back to, what I was originally talking about, and that is that we have to remember that people who can figure out how to harness, the collective genius of everybody, because you want to duplicate all your efforts. If you're a chiropractor, you want your staff, they're not going to give adjustments, but their follow-up can be pristine. If you are in sales, and nothing happens in this world until something is sold. And I get kind of tickled pink, when I hear people say, oh, is this sales? I mean, I can't sell anything. Well, I guarantee you, if you're a mom or a dad and you have to sell your children daily on not playing in the middle of a street, right? So they're not hurt. So we sell people all the time on ideas. And nothing happens in this world until something is sold. And to increase those sales, you want to be able to duplicate all your efforts wherever you go. Because if you're not duplicating, to me, we have a standoff. It's not going to translate into the dynamic revenue that people are desiring to earn. So going back to, the thrust of this call, this show is to what? I want you all to be making a list on what you have to do. Most people, and I've found this out, and I have to kind of watch myself all the time because it's very easy to fall back into old habits, right? Even though we get the victory on it, it takes X amount of time to create a new habit. But then, there's that human part of us that kind of wants to like fall back in the trenches and do that big P word, and that's procrastinate. So I have found out with working with many clients that there are many things that they could have, should have done long before that coaching call. And so the question I have for you, what are you procrastinating about? And typically, the longer you procrastinate, the bigger this monster is. And the thing that, is so probably very simple doesn't get taken care of. On a coaching call last week, my client said to me, I got to talk part of the way in the car. I said, okay. I'm like, well, this ought to be one. I'm more worried about her talking to me and driving. She said, no, I forgot to pay my property tax and I am rushing to the courthouse. I said, you forgot? She said, well, no, I didn't really forget. I had it on my desk and then I wanted to pay some other bills. And then I wanted to do this. And then before you know it, all of a sudden, I ran a little bit short. And then all of a sudden it's like, I had to go gather some money. And, and if I don't pay it today, they're going to turn it over to, a collection firm. And the last thing I need is, a dit-dat on my credit report. So we visited and I said, I'll tell you what, you go take care of that priority. And then why don't you call me back this afternoon? I have time at the end of the week. I'll slot you in. And that brought back a few memories for me that there was a time in my life that I procrastinated. And I think my issue is that it was perhaps some form or part of a fear that was prohibiting me from going forward. And I've learned that procrastination is just a lie telling you're going to do it and you're not going to do it. And the longer it sits there, the bigger and the uglier and the nastier the mountain gets. So for those of you that had that little tug of war with that procrastination, I think you need to make a list of the things that you're procrastinating about and do one of them today and check it off your list. I'm going to tell you what, you're going to feel like $1 million. And you know, if you know, no one's going to eat you or bite you. Just go do it and get rid of it. You know, that's one reason why my follow-up in the system that I created, you know, is foolproof, and I had that 98 percentile rate. And I follow up with my clients all the time. You know, they know that they may work with me an hour a week, but in a few days later, there's going to be an email or a text message just kind of following up, a little friendly, loving reminder, because I want to know where people are, and I know this new habit that we create for clients is new. And sometimes the new is just sometimes almost just too much to bite off and eat. So follow up is the key. And I learned that in that first company, when my follow up was poor and I realized that people were not reordering my product and, you know, I'm walking around with egg on my face, I was starting to really feel bad. I decided that I was a grown up big girl and I could put on my big girl britches and I could pick up the phone and call someone that had ordered the product and failed to reorder. And I called them up and I said something like this. I said, "Hi, you know, this is Deborah from the Health and Wealth Show. I would hope that you would just be able to take 2 minutes with me because I have an apology." I said, "You know, you are important, but I let you slip through the cracks and please forgive me." And a couple people, you know, didn't exactly appreciate my apology, although I felt good in doing it. And I knew that I'd done the right thing. And some people I won back and created great relationships. And the other day I spoke with a gal that I met out of Louisville, Kentucky. And she heard my radio program, met her and her husband, and she was one of those people that I let fall through the cracks. And, you know, she said something kind of wild, and she said, "You know, Deborah, I was kind of beginning to wonder about you, but I want to thank you for calling." And I thought, I wonder what everyone else is wondering about me because I failed to follow through and create a great relationship. Here we are 20 years later, still talk to her. And I know that follow-up is where the fortune is. I heard that all my life. I didn't get it. I heard it in the insurance industry. I didn't have that revelation. But once I got that revelation, and once I was able to create a system that was foolproof for everybody, then I was able to capitalize upon more relationships. They found out that I was really true blue and I was genuine and I only had their best interest at heart. You know, we have in our society, we have a lot of super slick people out there, right? And like I said to you earlier, that I was looking for someone to do some SEO and the guy dropped the ball, not once, not twice, but several times. It just doesn't work. And people are looking for people who really care. So no matter what business you're in, we want to be able to capitalize upon each and everything that we're doing because we want it to work for one and for all. I'm going to take a short break. You've been listening to The Deborah Show. I'm Deborah Rothschild. I'll be right back with you.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Join us, Tina and Laura, on the Ghost Helper Show, where the paranormal is more normal than you think. We break down the doors of the scary and the airy fairy in a logical, scientific approach. As psychics who once led ordinary lives until paranormal events reshaped our world, join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and Facebook Live. We prove that the paranormal is more normal than most people think.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show on Transformation Talk Radio. The show can be heard weekly on Wednesday at 3 o'clock Pacific time. I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm an entrepreneur and executive coach. 20 years, 19,000 hours of paid coaching time. Love my clients, love everything that they do. And I think as a coach, what I love most of all is developing that human potential. I'm loving, I'm kind, but I'm a coach and we want to get things done. When people hire me and pay me, I take them very serious. And the only thing that matters is that their goals and their dreams are realized. I've walked a lot of roads with a lot of incredible people and I've seen a lot of things come to pass. And in my combined two companies, when I was in direct sales, I think we had collectively created somewhere of around 17 or 18 millionaires. And I'm a multi-million dollar earner in the industry. But in my coaching practice, and some of which I'm not even coaching today, right? Because I've got 19,000 paid hours and 20 years. But I think collectively, and since I have worked with people, and I typically don't work with people under, you know, it's a 3 to 6 month commitment. Good grief, it takes me 2 weeks to begin to understand how a person ticks. We have 47 millionaires. And on last week's show, I had the privilege and honor to introduce you to one of them, Casey Frost, with My Ultimate Edge. And she's a shining beauty, as all of them are. In the future, I've got some great talent coming to the table. But I'm going to wrap up this call with kind of, in summary, giving you those tidbits again to keep you focused, keep the blinders on, creating those lists, checking off the things you got to do, and nipping in the butt that spirit of procrastination, that just an ugly thing. And I've seen people lose, including myself, tens and thousands of dollars because they procrastinated. And it's a big ouch. And what I want everyone to do is to be viewed as, seen as, heard as someone that is reputable and that people can count on you. I did a workshop in New Jersey not too long ago, and a few people had my assistant with me, and they were inquiring about coaching. And when we broke for lunch, my assistant ran me down and was kind of giggling. Her name is Bobby. And I said, "What's so funny?" She said, "Oh, a couple of people standing in line said, oh, you got to be on time because Deborah runs on time." And some guy said, "On time." And she said, "Every time." So I do. You can set your clock by me. And I learned that. And that's another thing I think I want to add in here very quickly. when I first got into radio back in the early 90s, I know I'm dating myself here. You know, when they shoot you the green light and your producer gives you that finger, that means you're live and you're rolling. So I learned to pace my time and to be on time every time. And if I don't show up on time for my clients, then what do you think the average person's going to think about me? Well, they're going to think I don't have control. They think I don't have discipline. But the worst band, they're going to think that they don't matter. And the same goes true in any business. So if you have an appointment, be on time. If you cannot make the appointment, what do you think you ought to do? Let's try sending a text, a quick phone call saying, you know, I'm going to be a few minutes late. You know, bear with me. Had something come up. People appreciate that. And that keeps that gap filled up with integrity. And what the world is not only short of a lot of love, but the world and the business world is short of a lot of integrity. So in review, you have to know where you're going. You have to have that one-year goal. And I love these monthly goals. We have to work backwards and you figure out what has to be done on a weekly basis. But what are you doing each and every day to build for it? And I don't want you burned out. I want you to set office hours and I want you to work it. But when you feel like it's too much, and I want you to be able to take a break. I tell all of my clients every week, what day are you going to have a timeout? Not that you're being punished, but you need time out. You need time to refresh, catch your breath, you know, enjoy your home. Enjoy your life. You want to sit back, you know, sit at the pool, kick your feet up, go have lunch with a friend. You need a healthy break because burnout, my friends, will not only burn you up, but it will burn your business up. And that comeback is hard. So to wrap up our call, if anybody you know or yourself, you would love to visit with me, talk about coaching, may be for you and it may not be for you. You know, there's a lot of people that have said no to me through the years, and there's a lot of people I've said no to. But man, when it's a fit, we work, we laugh, we cry together, and we make things happen. I am that silent partner, that other set of hands and brains that comes to the table with a different perspective. And one thing that I've learned to do through the years is that I never tell a client that they're wrong unless I see that they're going to make a fatal business mistake. You know, what I bring to the table is perhaps a different perspective, a different way to think, a different way to look at things that maybe perhaps in combination with what they're thinking, they're going to have a different outcome. We want everyone to reach their full potential. And if the balls drop, to me, we all fail. You know, whether it's my coaching practice or was me in my public speaking career or the insurance business, and God bless, you know, my network marketing career. But if someone didn't make it, then I always felt that the team failed. And we want everyone to win. And we know some wins can just be small. But oh my God, the sweet feelings of that dynamic success is what keeps us moving and grooving. So it'll all be okay. All you got to do is tweak a few things the way you think, start some new activity in building your businesses, reevaluate where you are, and be honest and true to yourself. You know, I am a reality coach. I'm a success coach. Because if success is not part of it, then I'm not in it. And those little successes each and every day create larger successes that truly build lives and it builds huge businesses. So again, my website is DeborahRothschild.com. I am located currently in the St. Louis metropolitan area. I am a dog lover. I am a people lover. And I love doing what I do. I hope you've enjoyed the show. It's always a pleasure to visit with you. Again, you can reach me at DeborahRothschild.com. I'm Deborah Rothschild, and you've been listening to The Deborah Show. Until next time, God bless you.
Developing a dynamic you. Continue to grow with us next time as Deborah guides listeners through the roadmap of personal and professional victory. Each day you reach for your dream, it reaches for you too. Be sure to catch the next episode for valuable insights from a coach who dreams big, just like you. Are you getting started on your dreams? What are you waiting for? The competition doesn't wait for you to catch up. To learn more about Debra, visit thedebrashow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.